Midshipman Anderson's personal blog. The constant jumping is taking its toll. Both the Pickens and the Canadea started showing severe fracture lines in the hull, so we've had to stop the time jumps. Lewis and I have been working in shifts, welding plates onto the exterior of the ship, while a team of engineers on the Pickens fixes their ship. Skip is 4 months pregnant, and I have to admit, I was a little nervous at first, but now I'm starting to get excited. Everything seems so dark, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, a child. If that's not hope for the future, then I don't know what is.
Anderson, report to the bridge.
But I'm on my break.
Without the whining.
But whining is what Andersons do best.
Anderson.
I'll be right there. Blog ends.
This is it. Crewman, where are Lewis, Gaffney, and Skip?
Lewis is outside the ship repairing the hull.
All right, how's that going?
Ask Anderson.
Anderson?
Oh, it's really boring.
My word, I'm so sorry to hear that. But how far along are you?
Oh, we're almost done. By tomorrow, the ship's hull should be strong enough to jump.
The Pickens estimates they will be ready to jump tomorrow as well.
Excellent. Now, where's Skip?
Well, she figured that because she's pregnant, she doesn't have to come to any more long-winded meetings. Her words, not mine.
How about Doc Gaffney?
Who cares? Now, why are we here?
I have assembled you all here because I have something to announce. As you may have noticed, I have been, a bit down lately.
No, it's true.
You know it is. And in some ways, I feel that I have not been, the leader I should be. The leader that you deserve.
The important thing is that you're sober now, sir.
You are sober, aren't you?
Yes, but it's more than that. The reason I've gathered you here is to announce that I'm going to take some time off. Favreau, I'm leaving you in command.
Of course, sir. But why?
You will oversee the repairs to the Canadea, while I focus all my energy and captainly ability on writing my memoirs.
You're writing your memoirs?
Yes. When the human race is saved, they will want to know as much as they can about the man who rescued them from extinction.
The man, sir? As in the one person?
I am the captain. I run the ship. Who was the guy who paddled the canoe for Champlain? Bill? Fred?
But surely the Pickens is in charge, which makes you Bill or Fred.
I'm sorry I don't follow. Ah, Doc Gaffney.
Ah, people. I've discovered why we've all been so depressed and irritable. It's our melatonin levels. They're incredibly low.
Oh, that's why we're so depressed. Yeah, I thought it had something to do with, say, the destruction of the Earth and being alone in space for the last year and a half.
I knew it had something to do with melatonin levels.
Yes, it's all this time travel. Imagine jet lag times 1,000. That's what we have.
Ah, so not only has the ship become stressed, but so has her crew.
How did you come to this conclusion?
Well, I took everyone's blood samples to try and find out...
I didn't give you a blood sample.
Yeah, neither did I.
No, you didn't. I took them while you were sleeping.
You came into our quarters?
And took our blood like a vampire?
Hey, that is creepy.
I assure you, when I came to you in the night, it was as a doctor, and if I may say, I was pretty professional about the whole thing. Most of the time.
Colin de Vincent.
All right. So what now?
I'll go to the surface and source some herbs to treat us. Do I have your permission to go to the Earth, sir?
Don't ask me. Ask Favreau. I'll be in my quarters working on my memoirs. You're all dismissed.
Oh. The captain's writing his memoirs. What a fantastic idea.
Not now, Gaffney.
I love it when you're in control, Margot.
Computer, when are we?
I have not calculated a specific date.
Approximately.
Oh, I like it when you ask for approximates.
We are roughly 10 million years B.C.
So, there is little danger of affecting our timeline if the Doctor goes to the surface.
One would still have to be careful. Doc Gaffney could be eaten by a dinosaur.
Understood. Well, off you go.
Ha ha! Danger! My middle name, you know.
Really?
It is for you.
Doc Gaffney, you have permission to leave for the Earth as soon as possible.
Oh, great! Go now?
Yes, you will.
Fine. Then I shall return with a bouquet of antidepressant herbs, my love.
Mon Dieu, that man.
I told you, Robot, I'm taking over the cafetorium because it's a bigger space and it's more suitable for the baby. I don't need permission. I'm with child. I outrank everyone. Now, move that lamp over to the other side of the room. Oh, it will not cast harsh shadows from over there. It will create a sort of cascading light effect that will soothe the baby. Yeah, no, I guess I could see that. Okay, fine, you're right.
Here you are. Hey, what are you doing?
Taking over the cafetorium.
Oh, I don't think you... What's wrong? Why so glum?
The robot is better at home decor than I am.
Oh, no, don't feel bad. The robot is better than me at almost everything.
What did the captain want?
Something about some dumb book. Oh, but hey, listen to this. Doc Gaffney figured out why we're all so testy. It's from, lack of melatonin.
It's melatonin, and sorry, did you say that I'm testy?
What? No, I wouldn't say that, even if you are testy.
So I'm testy?
Well, I mean, you have to admit that you're a little sensitive these days.
It's because I'm pregnant!
Sure, of course!
I'm a roller coaster of emotions!
A roller coaster of emotions, yes you are, I totally see
that. Stop flailing your arms!
What?
You flail your flappy arms when you get excited.
I do?
Do you know when you walk, it almost looks like you have no bones in your arms?
I didn't know that.
That's one of the things that bugs me the most about you. Your flappy arms.
So, is the roller coaster at the bottom now?
What kind of provider will you be for our child with flaccid arms and an earth that hasn't been saved? Huh? What kind of life is that for our baby?
Pathetic.
And yes, I'm testy. And yes, I'm taking over the cafetorium. We might not get home, Max. I want to make this ship a comfortable environment for our child.
Sure, I understand.
I'm going to need some assurance from you that our baby is going to have a proper life.
I can't.
Well, what are you going to do to give him or her a proper life, Max? Well, you better start thinking about it, mister.
Sure. I'll think about it, but I have to be in engineering.
In 4 hours?
In 4 hours, yeah.
I'm having the robot move your stuff in here with me, so these will be our quarters.
Sure, okay, whatever, great.
Okay, start recording.
Recording started.
I was not a tall child. Stop recording. Read that back to me.
I was not a tall child.
Erase that. I need a drink. This writing thing is hard.
Captain, you are not drinking, remember?
Of course. I need to do something. Maybe if I watch an episode of Foxy Chalet.
You are stalling, Captain.
What? I never stall.
Then you are procrastinating.
Yeah, I do that. Doo-doo.
Captain.
I know. Okay, say, I wonder what Anderson is doing. Probably trying to hook up with the crewman.
Captain.
All right. Start recording.
Recording started.
I was not a tall child. Damn it! Stop recording.
Recording stopped.
How am I going to do this without booze?
Would you like me to ghostwrite it for you?
No. No, let's try again. Start recording.
Recording started.
Stop recording.
Recording stop.
Put on an episode of Foxy Chalet, please. I need to get inspired.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, Engineer Lewis. Did you have fun?
10 hours of floating outside the ship, welding sheets of metal over tiny cracks in the hull.
Yeah, it was a crookin' blast. Where's Anderson? It's his turn to get out there.
I've located him.
Hey.
He's right here.
Thanks.
I've been wandering the ship for the last couple hours, thinking about the future and stuff. I'm not late, am I?
Nope, suit up. There's still a long fracture on the heat shield below sea deck. Once that's fixed, I think we'll be ready to go.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I give. How are you?
Fine. You?
Fine. Skip?
She's moved into the cafetorium, and she's moving me in with her, and it's all baby, and not in reference to me, but the actual baby. Oh, and also, she wants me to reassure her that the baby will have a proper life if we live forever on this ship.
You can't.
What?
I hate to tell you, Max, but the thought of raising a child in this environment, it's not comforting.
Okay, sure, the ship is bad, but when we get home...
If we get home.
Help me on with my helmet.
Here.
Thanks.
Get in there.
All personnel report to the bridge immediately, except Skip, who is pregnant and needs her space.
Guess the heat shield will have to wait.
Okay, Doc Gaffney has something prepared for us, Doctor.
Yes. The doctor is in. my prof in medical school always used to say that.
Sorry I'm late. I was right in the middle of this, paragraph. Oh, just, the book is pouring. Just this pouring. I could hardly tear my... Say, what have you got there, doctor?
Well, it's an herb from Earth known in earlier times as St. John's wort.
Yeah, it smells weird. Are you sure that's what it is?
Well, it's not actually St. John's wort. It's the evolutionary predecessor to St. John's wort. But I'm never wrong. Now, I made a tincture, so help yourself to a glass of water and drink it down. Now, this all-natural ancient folk remedy has worked for centuries.
It's a kind of bitter.
It's got a familiar taste. I can't put my finger on it.
Aren't you having any?
I'm not depressed.
Really?
No.
Hey, Skip! Skip hasn't got any of this yet.
Well, Skip can't have any of this. She's pregnant.
Ah, oh, darn it.
Oh, trouble in paradise, Anderson? Someone a little testy?
No. Everything's fine. Just that Skip hates feeling left out.
Oh. Well, I'm off. Back to the old grind. Back to working on my master. Yeah, back to the book.
How do you feel now, Margot? More relaxed?
Much more. Thank you.
I'm glad I could be of service. Anything else I can do for you?
Yes, there is.
You name it.
Go to the Pickens and give the Americans this stuff, eh?
Oh.
Oh, good, robot. Is that all his stuff? Let me see here. Wow, Max collects a lot of weird crap. Don't defend his bad habits. Why are these old french fries in this box of cassettes?
Well, that's no excuse.
Doc Gaffney, what are you doing here? Is it time for my checkup?
I'm sorry, I thought this was the cafetorium.
Well, it was. Now it's my quarters.
Oh, good. I didn't take too much then.
Take too much? Of what?
Oh, nothing. You feel okay?
Sure.
Good. Then my work here is done. Now, what was I doing?
I don't know.
Very good. Okay. Excuse me?
What the hell was that? Yeah, I guess so. Oh, okay. Take all these stinky old Van Halen tour shirts and throw them out the airlock. Oh, just do it.
You're letting that plate drift. Get back to welding it in place.
Sorry. Hey, what if instead of hopping through time, Skip and I settled down on a planet?
What planet? Earth? Sometime in the past?
Yeah, maybe. Like now. We could go down and live with the dinosaurs.
That would upset the timeline.
Whoa, what if Skip and I are Adam and Eve? What if we're destined to go to Earth and be the first humans? Crazy, right?
Well, that'd throw everyone for a loop. And the theologists would have a field day, but I doubt it.
What if we settle on Mars at some point in the past, when it was hospitable? That's even crazier.
Are you seriously thinking about this?
Kinda, yeah.
What are you, high?
Oh, man, I'm stout here, floating, having a good time. Wow, trails.
Damn it, Gaffney.
Hey, I think a t-shirt just floated past me. It was a Van Halen concert shirt. I have a shirt just like that. What are the odds?
Get in here, now.
Well, what did I do?
It's the St. John's wort.
I do feel less depressed.
It's not St. John's wort.
Well, what is it then?
What do you think? Well?
Hey, you know, the Earth looks like a giant oval pie.
Oh, great.
Proving to be yet another of my many decisive and brilliant decisions, saving countless lives. Stopping book, talking now. Computer, what chapter are we up to now?
Chapter 12. I'm a computer and I'm exhausted.
Well, we have a ways to go. I'm only up to age 6.
I don't understand how you suddenly got over your writer's block.
I don't know either, computer. Gaffney gave me some of that word juice and now I can't stop. Oh! Except? Food! I need food! I'm starving, actually! No. No. Oh, I got nothing here. I'll have to go to the cafetorium for food. Oh, but yeah. This water will help with the pasties. What do you think so far?
What do I think so far?
Yeah, of the book.
Well,
No, don't hold back. Be honest.
Well, the tone is inconsistent from chapter to chapter, so it's hard to know where you're going.
Huh.
The jokes fall flat, even the ones you've lifted from late 20th century sitcoms, and the characters are two-dimensional and cartoonish. It reminds me, and not in a good way, of Scooby-Doo.
But other than that?
It's got a nice moment or two, and your attempt at having heart does not go unnoticed.
Oh, excellent. Now, resume recording.
Recording resumed.
Chapter 13. The summer I turned 7 was one of the happiest summers of my life.
Why were you so late this afternoon?
We're still patching the hall, you know that.
You haven't said anything about how I've set up the cafetorium.
What? Oh. Hey, it looks nice. Did you have to take up the whole cafetorium, though? I mean, where are people going to eat their lunch?
The docking bay. Did I say to stop rubbing my feet?
Oh, no, sorry.
That's better.
Hey, you want to hear the wildest thing?
What?
Gaffney gave us these St. John's warts, right?
Uh-huh.
Look at my pupils.
Oh, they're huge.
Lewis doesn't think Gaffney gave us whatever he said he was giving us.
St. John's wart?
Yeah, that.
He wasn't here earlier acting strange like he was... No!
Yeah.
That idiot! Do you think it was intentional?
Who cares?
I care! You're the father of our child. I don't want you, you know.
What?
Hippie-like.
Whatever, man. I'm fine.
You're not fine. Look at my feet.
Huh?
You've been obsessively rubbing that one toe for the last half hour.
Whatever.
Whatever? It's like I don't even know who you are right now. I don't recognize you.
Oh, whatever, man. You don't understand me. I'm going for a walk.
Wait, where are you going?
Who cares? Maybe engineering?
You just came from there.
So stop hassling me, man.
Well, stop calling me man. What are you doing? Are you leaving or staying? You're just standing there.
I'm checking out my stuff you had brought up. Where are my Van Halen concert shirts?
I had the robot throw them out the airlock.
I thought those shirts I saw floating out in space looked familiar. Now I'm definitely leaving. Who needs you? Not me. I don't need you. I don't need anything. Except this box of albums. And this thermos.
Father of my child is a dope fiend.
How was it out there this time, Engineer Lewis?
All done. Can you run a diagnostic, make sure I didn't miss anything?
Affirmative.
Stupid, whatever, I don't care.
You all right? Feeling better?
I'm fine.
What are those?
My albums.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that?
My thermos.
Okay. So, listen, I finished patching up the ship. We're ready to jump once you've come down.
Whatever. Ooh, wish you were here. God, that's ironic. Who'd wish to be here? Should be, thank God you're not here.
Engineering to the bridge.
What's up?
Great, just crackin' great.
Lewis, sorry, I'm just kidding. What's going on?
I finished fixing the hull.
No way, hey, that's totally rad and bitchin', dude.
Okay. Has anyone confronted Gaffney?
Why? What has he done this time?
He didn't give you St. John's wort.
He didn't?
Nope.
Oh, what did he give us?
You're all high. And, if I may add, lame.
What did she say?
We're high, Commander. Stone.
Oh, God. I feel ill.
No, you're okay.
No, the walls are closing.
You'll be fine, Commander.
Hey, crewman, where's the crewman?
What's up?
Help me, crewman. I'm an addict.
Hey, Commander, seriously, just calm down, seriously.
Oh, mon Dieu. All our Gaffney will pay, Colin.
Oh, boy.
Hey, let's put on the Wizard of Oz and listen to the Dark Side.
Oh, for crook's sake. Just get some orange juice.
Just a second! Oh, Max, please let it be you, and please let you be normal. Captain?
Oh, hi, Skip.
What brings you here?
Oh, I used to come here all the time when it was the cafetorium.
But now it's my quarters.
Oh, but the food is here and I've got the munchies, something fierce. Oh, you wouldn't believe how much I'm writing, Skip. This book is just... It's like a religious experience or something. Damn, nothing but nuts and berries.
You're not stoned, are you?
What?
Did you take some of Gaffney's St. John's wort?
Oh, yeah! Why?
Captain! Where are you, Captain?
I'm here, Favreau.
I'm freaking out! I can't command the ship! What if I crash it?
Okay, pull yourself together. We're in a geosynchronous orbit. We can't crash.
No, but what if I...
I'll be right there! Try to relax. What is she going on about?
The plant that Gaffney brought back wasn't St. John's wort.
What was it?
It was one of those recreational type plants.
Oh, Gaffney.
What are you going to do?
Oh, he's endangered the crew with his reckless behavior.
Yes, so?
Lock him up in the armory, court-martial. I don't know.
Good. Yes, good for you.
Well, that explains the book.
The what?
Oh, now that I think about it, it's terrible. It's the worst book ever. No one's gonna want to read about the insane ramblings of a stone captain. Actually.
Yeah, that could be a bestseller.
Court martial.
What you've done, Doctor, is like a very serious violation of not only your own ethics, but of the ship's. Code. I mean, hey, look what you've done to poor Favreau.
Oh, Margot, I'm sorry. Please, come out from under the console.
No, you'll just try to eat me then, Tyre.
Oh, I promise, I didn't mean for it to be like this.
Whatever, let's just give him a break. I mean, who cares, man?
You've turned Max into a hippie.
He always had hippie-like tendencies.
No, he didn't.
I totally did.
Fine, you did. Whatever. I'm just noticing it now, then.
Crewman, are you happy I did this?
I love you, man. You're the best.
Stand down, crewman.
Yes, sir.
Man, I was just trying to bring us all together. Things have been so awful lately. Like, I thought maybe all we needed was a little love. Wow.
Seriously.
What a load.
Seriously.
Now, Doc Gaffney, I've given it some serious, serious thought, and you are to be confined to stasis for a whole week.
What if someone gets sick?
Oh, well, then that will take you out of stasis.
Skip has a checkup tomorrow.
We can't put the baby in jeopardy.
Oh, man, everything is always about the baby.
I'm going to ignore that.
All right, let's just forget this ever happened. I'm going to go back to my quarters.
No!
Where I'm going to sort out some affairs... And then I shall resume command, and all that stuff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And Lewis?
Yes, sir?
Would I be correct if I assumed that the ship had been repaired?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Once everyone has come down, I'd like to get us out of here. Understood?
Understood.
Cool. All right. Dismissed.
Sheesh, what a buzzkill.
Seriously.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Captain, I could never lie to you.
I know that. And I appreciate that, my dear.
I have read every book published in the history of the planet Earth.
And where would you say my book ranks?
It's the worst book ever written. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, maybe my memoirs aren't of any interest to anyone. Ah, trash it.
Trashed.
Come in. Oh. Skip, this is a surprise.
I just thought I'd come by, see your quarters.
You haven't been in here since you were in this jar.
Wow, it looks so clean.
Oh, yeah, I clean it regularly. Fond memories of you in this jar. Oh, but that's all in the past. What can I do for you?
Well, this is going to sound weird, but I'd like to read your memoirs when they're all done.
Diagnostic complete. Hull is holding at 100%.
Great. Now, once Anderson is down here...
Let me see if I can locate him.
Hi.
Found him.
Thanks. So how you feeling?
No hangover. Love it.
I need you to prep the time car. We're ready to go.
Got it. Hey, thanks for sticking up for me.
What? When?
Well, you said I've always been hippie-like.
That wasn't sticking up for you.
Sure it was.
It wasn't.
Okay, well, thanks for sort of sticking up for me. And
what are you doing?
Huh?
Are you trying to be cute?
I am cute.
Well, stop it. I see what's going on here. You and Skip are drifting apart, and you think that you can come running back to me.
No,
Well, forget it, Max. You and I are never going to be close again. You got it? We work together, and that's it. We're not even friends. Now prep the time car.
Yes, sir. I hate my life.
Good.
You have been listening to Canada 2056, Episode 17, written by George Westerholm and Matt Watts. In the cast you heard, Matt Watts as Anderson, Stephanie Brochard as Favreau, Holly Lewis as Amanda Lewis, Paul O'Sullivan as the Captain, Shauna McDonald as the Computer, Chuck Shimada as Doc Gaffney, Lauren Ash as the Crewman, and Maggie Castle as Skip. The story editor was Joe Mahoney, the casting director was Linda Grierson, and the associate producer was Colleen Woods. The recording engineer was Wayne Richards, with sound effects by Anton Zabo. Canada 2056 was produced and directed by Greg DeClute. Season 1 of Canada 2056 is available on CD. It can be ordered online through our website at cbc.ca/Canada 2056. Or by phone at 1-800-955-7711. For more information on the show, visit our website at cbc.ca/Canada 2056, where you can find two new behind-the-scenes video clips each week, pictures, and a complete episode guide. Join us next week for Episode 18.